Hi everyone, this is Klaatu, and I'm at the FosCon event up in upstate New York, and I'm talking to Chrissy, one of the organizers of the event. So Chrissy, how are you doing? It's almost the end, so how do you feel?
I feel good. I mean, you know, first year off the ground, we definitely have learned a lot about what we want to provide for the local area and the people in the community that we're really trying to reach, and kind of seeing what they are wanting us to provide for them. And mm-hmm. So that's been a real learning curve for us in this year's process and planning and actually executing the day-to-day, just learning a lot about that. But overall, I mean, I think that people have really enjoyed the content, the speakers, you know, people that have just come in, all of our speakers, man, I really am just so grateful for them because they have traveled, some from overseas all wow. the way to here just to be here and give, you know, these talks to these yeah. people that come and enjoy it. But we definitely are pumped, I mean, ready to start planning next year's event. I mean, we'll go home, take a week off, and we hit the ground running for next year. So that's definitely, like, how we're feeling.
Yeah, no, cool. I mean, it's been a great event. I've the impression from the people here is that everyone's really, really enjoying all the content, and they're really, really getting a lot out of it. So, I mean, if that was the goal, then it was a great success. What about, I'm just curious as to how many, what was the planning team? I mean, how many people did you have working on putting this together?
Well, we, in various aspects, we had people, just really, we divided up and conquered mm-hmm. collectively. We have, I'd say a good solid core of maybe about 10 people that really took ownership of different areas that we needed to just get going, and you know, we reached out for people that had the knowledge and the experience to be able to do that mm-hmm. and kind of show us, you know, this is what I am thinking, and this is what, you know, you want, so let's put that together and come up with something that can really work for what we have. Past those, I mean, we have, I mean, a lot of people just that have come in and given us ideas. In the FosCon channel on Freenode, I mean, we definitely have enjoyed retaining the information. It is becoming such a large following just online mm-hmm. and talking about, you know, we'd like to do this and we'd like to do this and we would like to see this. But this year definitely has been interesting coming from, you know, all these people have helped us put this thing on, and just the support from the community, which is such a huge deal when you are a first-year conference and attempting to provide something to the software community. To have that backing has been really, really encouraging to the planning team, and knowing that, you know, people really do want this, and that's what's happening here. But we definitely even have more people now who just keep wanting to add in and help, and so it's an ever-growing community, which means our momentum is definitely building. And so hopefully we'll see even, you know, just a greater conference even next year. I mean, we had such a good conference this year, and just excited to see where we can go in the future with everything.
Is FosCon itself married to Rochester Institute of Technology in terms of location? Are you going to be looking to have it elsewhere? And either way, how did it end up in Rochester? I'm just curious because, as far as I know, you and a lot of the other organizers don't actually live in Rochester.
Right.
So.
Well, we definitely love the area up here. It has just a good community around here, and the people that we would like to reach out to and definitely get involved in the FOSS community. Rochester Institute came up. We basically got together and talked about, you know, in the Northeast, if this is what we want to provide, what are some key locations that would be conducive to hosting a conference? And not only that, but would kind of be a new place, a fresh place for people. You know, we looked at doing in the bigger cities, in New York City and other areas like in the tri-state area. But, and you know, a lot of that is just really, really heavy duty. So being a little bit out of there has been nice, but we definitely are in an area where there's lots and lots of people to reach. And I think that's a big, big key moment for us. We are so grateful to RIT for just letting us use their facilities. It's such a beautiful facility. We definitely have enjoyed being here. Yeah, we definitely hope to continue and see where it takes us from there.
Yeah, the location is beautiful. I mean, the surrounding area, the drive up here for me was gorgeous. So I was really happy actually to get a chance to come to upstate. So the local community, is that do you feel that that's one of your primary audiences, or are you hoping, I mean, I guess you're hoping obviously for people to come around as well, but I mean, is there a lot of local involvement with the planning and stuff?
From Rochester directly, I think we have about 3 people that were on the ground, definitely just hands-on involvement with everything that needed to be taken care of here. And then the rest of the team, you know, just collaborated with them as we went on and on and on to produce what we could make happen for this year. But yeah, that's kind of how we just got connected with them and went on from there.
Well, all right. I mean, it's been a great festival, and I thank you all for it. And it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for talking to me.
Well, thank you. I hope you guys come see us next year.
Hi, everyone. This is Klaatu, and I'm at FosCon. Great, great, great event. Upstate New York. Beautiful upstate New York. And right now I'm just chilling with Charles from, I think, the local Ubuntu community. Is that correct, Charles?
Yep, I'm with the local Ubuntu community, actually the leader of the New York State Ubuntu Loco.
Cool.
And also help organize the local lug here.
So what part, because I know that you had some part in organizing all this, so what did you do?
Well, the first step was someone made me aware on IRC that there was a group looking to put on a regional Northeast FosCon.
Okay.
And I went to the wiki, went ahead and edited the wiki and put in all of the great things about Rochester, New York. Highlighted the fact that we had Kodak and we had Xerox here, and of course RIT, which is where we are today.
Right.
Technical school, computer science oriented school, that also had some FOSS programming going on in their courses.
Cool.
And eventually our site was selected, and here we are.
What are you involved at all with RIT, the Rochester Institute of Technology? Or?
No, I'm kind of just a squatter at RIT. The LUGOR, which is the Linux Users Group of Rochester,
okay.
They meet here at RIT.
Ah, okay.
So that's my only real connection. Other than that, I just live in Rochester.
Yeah, I got the impression that a lot of the attendees had some affiliation with LUGOR or the school, or both. So.
Yeah, I think most of them are going to be LUGOR. There's also a group in Rochester called Interlock, which is a hackerspace,
right,
I think a lot of people are familiar with. Of course, what you find out is a lot of the people that are involved in the open source type groups, whether they be software groups or open community or open information, a lot of the same members are in both groups. Like a lot of the LUGOR members or Interlock members are Ubuntu Loco members, etc.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I guess you could say, cross-pollination among all those different kinds of interests.
Definitely.
So how's the Ubuntu community up here?
The Ubuntu community, I think, is pretty strong. We're growing. We just got approved last year as far as being an official loco.
And this is the New York State loco,
this is
correct?
The New York State loco.
Okay.
I think there's only a few locos that are actually city-based for Ubuntu in the United States, and everything else is statewide.
Okay.
So we have activity very large user base in Rochester. We've got some folks in Syracuse to put on events. We've gone to New York statewide educational events. There's one here in Rochester. There's one down in Ithaca called Ed Tech Day that we go to. We're actually hoping to have our first install fest in conjunction with another group in Ithaca.
Nice.
So we're trying to grow and expand and get the word out about open source and Ubuntu and stuff like that.
So how do you feel? I mean, how did the festival go?
I think it went really well. You know, it's the first year, so
yes.
It's not going to be something where it's huge, like something that's established for 5 or 6 years.
Sure.
I think the most amazing thing about this event is we didn't have any major vendors. Linode was a vendor that actually paid. Everyone else was pretty much an open source group. So the members, or not the members, but the attendees that paid, and it was a small fee of $30,
mm-hmm.
Really demonstrated that principle that it's free about liberty, free about freedom, not free as in beer. You know, they paid, and that's who enabled this convention to actually take place.
Yeah, and I mean, it was for $30, you get a day of like really, really cool classes and talks. So.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of good information. You know, an educational track, a business track, and a home track.
Yeah,
really,
I thought that
broke
was really
it up.
Well. Yeah.
To make sure, you know, if you're interested in education, you're going to be going here. And then they had the 2 rooms with workshops going on all day. So there was a lot of activity, a lot of choices for people to choose from. And, you know, right now they're wrapping up the day with lightning talks right before the keynote. And, you know, I think it's a lot to say that we had Mel Chua from Fedora.
Yep.
We had Luke Mackin from Red Hat, and we had George Castro from Ubuntu.
Yeah.
So we had some people here that did make the trip from Detroit, from Boston.
Wow.
The furthest person away, I actually found out, I thought it was the person that came all the way from Scotland, but it was actually a person that came all the way from Denmark, because Denmark's a little bit further than Scotland.
Oh, wow, all right.
But yeah, I mean, they came all the way to Rochester from Denmark to be here, and they were actually a speaker, so I thought that was really, really good.
Yeah, that's really neat. Yeah, I mean, it's been a great festival, so I mean, I just can't tell you guys how much fun I've had, and I've definitely gotten the same impression from all the other attendees that, you know, this has been a really educational and just kind of an all-around fun gig. So, you know, just thanks to all you guys who put it together.
Well, you're welcome. And hopefully we'll have more people coming back next year, including yourself.
I will.
And we'll keep growing and make it bigger and better.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.